if you were talking about thrashing oats, would you say the oats is thrash or the oats are thrash? Which sounds more natural?
I'd say are. The oats are thrashed.
Okay. And if you're talking about the greatest distance you could travel, you might say that 2 miles is the I could go. That.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, all the farther, all the further, or the farthest, which of those sounds?
Well, I'd say further, and that's not supposed to be right.
Well, this isn't a test at all. It's just what you'd naturally say is what I'm interested in all of these cases. If we're talking about possession now, I'd say, if I asked you whose tape recorder that is, you'd say to me that's...
mine.
All right, but if you're talking to me, you'd say it's...
is that yours?
Yeah, and if it belonged to both of us, you'd say it's...
ours.
And if it belonged to them, you'd say it's...
theirs.
And if it belonged to him...
his.
And if it belonged to her...
her.
Now those are the... hers, right?
Yeah, hers.
Yeah, now those are the kinds of forms you talk about before, and they would say use yourn and ourn and his'n and hern.
Yeah.
And if you're talking about people coming, wanting people to return again to your house, you might ask them, when are
you coming again?
All right. And how about the expression you all?
It's used a lot here. Now, you all.
Now, for more, but...
for more, if you're talking to more than one person in the room, you all come and see us.
You'd never use you all talking to one person?
No.
Okay. And if you're talking about something belonging to several people, might you say you all's car or something like that?
Yeah.
Is that you all's car?
Yeah, with an S on the all.
Yeah, how would you say that then?
You all's.
Okay. And then if you wanted to know everybody who was at a party, you might ask who?
Who was?
Or who all?
Who all was there?
Yeah, and want to know everything they said, you might say what?
What did you talk about?
Yeah, well, I just wondered if you ever used, if it sounds natural to say, what all did they say?
Yeah, that sounds natural. Yeah.
Now I want to ask you about some different kinds of bread and things that your mother might have made, or your grandmother. Just wheat bread made in loaves. Mm. Made with flour.
Let's see, what did we call that? Hoe cake.
Okay, now was that in loaves, or was that flat?
It was sort of flat, rounded off.
Was it made like a pone?
Pone.
It was the same thing as a pone of wheat?
Bread, pone of cornbread.
Okay. And so you had a pone, but a pone of wheat bread you might call a hoe cake, or was a hoe cake something you made in a pan? It wasn't something...
No, you made it in the pan.
It wasn't a flat thing?
Yeah, but it was more flat than the pone or the hoe cake.
Okay. And that might have been made in the hoe cake might have been made in the skillet?
Yeah.
Now, what other kinds of bread or cakes did you're familiar with made with cornmeal?
Corn fritters. Corn pone. That's about all I remember.
Okay. How about, was there anything that you called corn dodgers?
Yes.
What were they?
Well, they were, some people called them dodgers and some people called them corn pones.
Were they kind of a little smaller?
Yeah, just a little smaller than the corn pones.
All right. And the things, when they sometimes they roll up corn meal.
Muffins.
Yeah. And then
make corn muffins.
Yeah, and then, but this was small corn. They take cornmeal and drop it in deep fried fat. Hush.
We never did do hush puppies, but we never did have them here.
Okay. If you talk about two different kinds of bread, you might say there are two different kinds of bread. There's homemade bread, that's the kind we get at home, and then the other kind is
store bread.